Welcome, I'm Rose Aguilar, and this is Your Call. Yesterday, Alabama Governor Kay Ivey signed the country's most extreme anti-abortion ban. The bill makes abortions a felony, even in cases of rape and incest. The only exception is if the mother's life is at serious risk or what the bill calls a fetal anomaly. Those who perform the procedure will face up to 99 years in prison. According to the New York Times, abortion services will still be available in Alabama for the time being. At the earliest, the measure would take effect in 6 months. Planned Parenthood and the ACLU say they plan to challenge the measure in court. Joining us to discuss the bill and what is next is Alabama State Senator Linda Coleman Madison, one of four women in the Alabama State Senate, and she represents Birmingham. Hi, Senator Coleman Madison. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I know you are in a hearing and you're just going to spend about 10 minutes with us, so thank you for doing that. Senator Coleman Madison, there has been international outrage over this, but I just want to ask you first, what are you hearing from people in Alabama about this ban?
Not only Alabama, but I have gotten calls and emails. I was up until 2:30 this morning responding to emails. I mean, taking time to really physically respond to each one of them. These were women who had stories about being raped and the trauma that they went through. I've had calls from doctors and emails from parents. They are completely outraged. I've even gotten calls from Republican men who said, "I cannot believe Alabama passed this law. You're telling me that if my wife is raped or my child is raped, they are going to be forced to have and carry this child." So they are simply outraged about it.
Well, what are you hearing from the Republican men in Alabama who voted against exceptions for rape and incest?
Mom is the word. They are really not saying anything, but I know that it is a very uncomfortable feeling for them, simply because you work in the state house where you have a majority of females that work here alongside them. You have to wonder, or you have to wonder how they feel, or do they not think that this is impacting them and their lives? But they aren't saying anything. They're just moving about the halls very quietly and hoping that, well, this will all blow over. I don't think it's going to blow over.
You know, Senator Coleman Madison, I was really struck yesterday. Your colleague, Senator Cam Ward, was on NPR, and he is one of the Republicans who voted for exceptions for rape and incest. And he said that he heard testimony from a 12-year-old and a 14-year-old who were raped by a relative. And he said, as a father of daughters, it gives me pause. And, you know, that really stopped me in my tracks. Senator Coleman Madison, were you in the room when the 12-year-old and the 14-year-old were testifying?
Not, they did not come before the Judiciary Committee. The bill came in Judiciary. Many of us have gotten calls and emails and personal testimonies from just, teenagers, mothers, everyone that is concerned about this. Senator Ward is a good friend of mine. I know that he has two girls. One was just born last year. And this brings us to the heart of the issue. These men who voted in lockstep, although there were four who voted to add the amendment to the bill, in the final analysis when it was voted down, they all voted to accept the bill as it was, stripped of that amendment. And so you have to wonder, are you speaking for your wives and your daughters, your granddaughters? You know, what will you tell them when you go back home? But the issue here with the Republican Party is about carrying out the administration, and when I say administration, the presidential administration, when he ran and said that his goal was to appoint conservative judges who would overturn Roe v. Wade, and that was the overriding focus of this whole issue.
I was listening to your colleague, Senator Bobby Singleton, a Democrat who gave a passionate speech against the bill. He was on CNN, and he said, Over the weekend, I heard from my Republican colleagues whose mothers and daughters said, please do not vote against the exceptions for rape and incest. And he said, I have no idea why they changed their mind. He said, I wonder if ALEC is behind this, the American Legislative Exchange Council. What are you hearing about that, Senator Coleman Madison?
I was shocked and taken aback because the lawyer that drafted this bill for them is from Birmingham. He was being interviewed, and he has come before our Health Committee and Judiciary Committee on a number of issues. Most of these are about restricting the rights of somebody else. But he's always there as their guest speaker on abortion issues. I can understand and feel Senator Singleton's passion because he has two young girls, and really he was almost in tears as he even thought about it. He says, I just cannot imagine someone taking the innocence and from my young daughters, and I could just sit by and do nothing, having, you know, served in the legislative body. But this bill was railroaded. I don't think that they understand the long-term implications of it and the unintended consequences, although we point this out all of the time, but it's just the hypocrisy of the whole bill.
Senator Coleman Madison, I know you have to go back to your hearing. I want to ask you one more question. Alabama is a state with just under 5 million people. And I've been reading this morning about your poverty level, especially children. According to Jezebel, more than a quarter of children in Alabama live in poverty. 30% of those kids are under the age of 5. Alabama's child food insecurity rate is a whopping 22%. The national is 17.5%. Senator Coleman Madison, the Republicans who voted against exceptions for rape and incest, how do they vote when it comes to actually helping children's lives and making children's lives better in Alabama?
They vote against the children. They put politics before people. I offered an amendment that would say that if this law is passed and enacted, that the woman is forced to have the child, the state of Alabama will provide services prenatal and postnatal up until the child is age of 13, and any mental or psychological treatment that her doctor prescribes for the mother, so that this child can have a good start, that we can ensure that they are going to have a great start as far as becoming an adult, and then give that mother the support and nurturing that she needs so that she can bond with that child. Unanimously, it was voted down, and it was right before the sponsor of the bill in the House when the question was asked, what is it that you hope to come, the outcome from this bill? And his response was, well, we hope that young girls and women and those who are victims will be educated, that they can get the support, that they can get the justice. But when you offer a bill to do just that, or an amendment to do just that and address those issues, they vote against it. Mm. And that's why I said the hypocrisy in this whole bill is just, it's just blatant.
Well, we will continue to cover this, and we would love to have you back. Thank you for stepping out of your hearing to join us.
Thank you for having me.
That is Alabama State Senator Linda Coleman Madison, one of just 4 women in the Alabama State Senate. Yesterday, Alabama Governor Kay Ivey signed the country's most extreme anti-abortion ban. The bill makes abortions a felony, even in cases of rape and incest. Those who perform the procedure will face up to 99 years in prison. At the earliest, according to the New York Times, the measure would take effect in 6 months. Planned Parenthood and the ACLU say they plan to challenge the measure in court, so we'll definitely keep following this. And then just another piece of related news. Just this morning, the Republican-led Senate in Missouri passed a wide-ranging bill to ban abortions at 8 weeks of pregnancy. We know that the ultimate goal of all of these bills, because the legislators know that they are unconstitutional, is to eventually take it to the Supreme Court. We should also note that according to Data for Progress, there is no state in the country where support for banning abortion reaches even 25%. And that statistic should be in every single news report about these extreme anti-abortion bans. This is Your Call, and coming up after a very short musical break, we're going to speak with Dr. Leonardo Trasande. We invited him back to talk about his book, Sicker, Fatter, Poorer, The Urgent Threat of Hormone-Disrupting Chemicals to Our Health and Future and What We Can Do About It. This is Your Call. We'll be back after this. Thank you.